Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Uncaged. I'm Ahmed Quadri alongside Jake. Thanks for coming back, Jake.
I was here. Wasn't I here last show?
You left early. I did leave early last show. And then you missed a few, but I'm just glad you're back.
I'm back.
What happened today? You were kind of like all over the place.
I was running around. Okay. I had a presentation for Persuasive English. I don't know, Parker Kerrigan and I.
Okay.
We did our presentation about brunch. I don't know what your opinions on brunch are.
4 out of 5, definitely.
I think brunch is stupid. So okay. I did my entire presentation.
Is that like sweat or is that like an ombre thing going on? Or
what?
Is that why you're running? The shirt. Oh, it's like a fade. Okay.
I was
like, you're sweating. I think you're sweating.
It fades.
AP as always, Aaron Prigg. And our favorite guest from season 3, we have Funny Girls Finished Last from the Funny Girls Finished Last podcast. We have Isabel, Natalie, and Elijah. How are you guys doing today?
Hi. So good. Thank you for having us.
Have you?
Are we really your favorite guest from season 3?
Yeah. Probably.
Who else did we have season 3?
I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, we had Josh Diehl, definitely, because Josh Diehl's been on like 50 times.
He's a regular, though. That doesn't count.
Who else was season 3? We had season 3 was the 2 big ones that we put.
Yeah, that also doesn't count. Those are special, so those don't count.
But favorite guest.
Do you guys want to do like the, you're listening to, what is it, like the Disney promo?
Well, okay, yeah.
Go ahead. Go on.
I was going to say Eliza decided that she hates that.
Yeah, I have been listening to your episodes and you're like off that now or what's going on with that?
I don't like it. I never was really in love with it. I don't know why
Eliza's
we need to like
we make songs or we make a podcast. What are we doing?
I don't know why we need to like sing our intro. I think it's like chiller how you guys do it where you're just like talking to me like, oh, welcome back, you know?
Yeah, I get that, but like
they
you,
don't agree
you have to replace it. You can't just get rid of it completely.
And
though.
She told us 16 episodes in, so it's like
not 16. That was
God
like 12.
Damn, you guys have
Should
16
we just
episodes.
Give it to the people. They want it.
Give the people what they want.
Do it.
Ready, lady. Welcome back to Funny Girls Finish Last.
Okay.
I don't feel like that's songy.
I feel like it's not good.
No.
How about me and Isabel say it?
How about you just guess what podcast?
Just
really
Eliza's mic for the duration of this. First of all, on a serious note, congratulations on all that you've accomplished. You guys have a lot of shows, and the quality of the show and the consistency in which you guys have been doing is very impressive. You guys have a lot of guests as well. So you said 16 total shows? That's not bad for like less than a year, right? It's pretty good.
I don't remember where we were at.
We do like 9.
We started off hot, and then we kind of just start putting out shows every other week and then every month. You know what? We're back.
I was on your show in like 2018. Was it like it was December or something?
Why'd you like say it as a year? Like it was 5-6 years ago.
I mean, they've been doing well since
4 or 5 months ago.
We missed a few, but how did that show do? Was that a good show?
Actually,
do you guys have like a scouting report on how I did? Or
I kid you not, your show's the most listens we've ever gotten.
Wait, I think you told me that, actually. Yeah. I definitely ran into you one time, and I don't know if you were just, like, trying to butter me up or you actually meant it.
No, but it's at, like, I think it's really? At, like, yeah, like, oh, I think it's at, like, 500.
Look at you. The name sells.
Oh, this is my last show.
The name sells.
I'm out this bitch. So, real hard-hitting question right off the bat. Who's your favorite guest? And if his name doesn't start with Ahmed, you're all dead to me. No, but honestly, besides me, like, who? No, but seriously, like, who was, like...
He didn't like the silence. He was like, if your name doesn't start with A, and then he's like, guys, I'm not saying
it. Who guests that you guys have on? I'll tell you the ones I like, but, like, who... Was there someone specific?
I think that one of my favorites was... We had DJ Redcoat, our friend Patty C, Patrick Clark.
That was a good one.
He was so funny.
That was
pretty
good.
I think that was one of our best ones.
Yeah, he had great cringe stories. I've not laughed that hard in so long. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I think my favorite, it wasn't my favorite because Eliza wasn't there, but
she said it wasn't.
Love you.
Because it wasn't.
I know,
but
I'm
it's
saying,
interesting that you're choosing that one.
Because I think it was a good episode. I really liked the one with Andrew Minnie and Caitlin McCulley, where, like, I don't know if you listened to it. It was just a lot of tension between the two of them. It was a very, like...
Were they weren't boyfriend, like they weren't going out, were they?
No, that was one where Kate just like straight up asked in the middle of the podcast, like, did you want to fuck me?
Good.
Oh, I think I remember that one. Yeah, yeah.
That was wild.
Oh, you guys were getting messy on that show. I remember because was that the one where like she was in like a long distance relationship with her boyfriend?
Yes, and he doesn't want to call her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then
I think the guy was like, dude, he's cheating on you. I remember that episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
We got a lot of feedback about her saying that.
A lot of people wanted to put their 2 cents into that comment.
Yeah, they're still going strong.
Okay.
I don't think she's
from her
girlfriend.
End.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
She's like, we're dating, but he doesn't put me on Instagram and like doesn't introduce me to my friends or anything.
That ain't a cheat.
Like, yeah.
What about you, Liza? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. I don't think. I like all of our guests a lot.
She's like, I'm the appetizer, the entree.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm trying to think of one you had a good time.
Adam was good. He was the most recent one.
Yeah. Adam was really funny too.
Shaky, he was pretty good. You guys were kind of getting on him a little bit.
He's our friend, so we have
he was getting on us a little
no,
bit.
No, I know. I'm sure it was not like malicious, you're intense, but it was good. You guys were going back and forth. I enjoyed that.
He did call me and Natalie aggressive.
Yeah. I do recall that, yeah. Still a little bit of fear.
And Isabel a nice girl.
Yeah, he said I'm the nicest out of everyone. I would like the episode.
Yeah, you're the wifey and we're just like, as fuck.
I still can't get over 500 listens. I'm just going to be like talking big shit all day, like all week.
Forget the Uncaged podcast.
Did it really have 500? Like, how did it have so many though?
It is the most out of, it's like by a landslide, the most out of any of our episodes.
And okay, I
shared it a few times, but.
I mean, I personally think it was because we didn't post for like a month after that. So like we were.
You didn't have to like take the wind out of it.
Well, also it was a good episode, but like. It was like your episode was like the top one for like a month and a half.
No, I definitely like feel like I owe like Natalie an apology because we made fun of her for like listening to herself, and I probably listened to that episode like 7 times.
You did. So, like,
half the listens are probably you.
That was what I like.
Do we make fun of me for listening to myself?
250 out of the 500
are
yours.
Yeah, like on that show we were like, you listen to yourself and you laugh at your own jokes, but I definitely for the first 36 hours that show came out, I was
I was like,
you listen to this shit, dude? I'm on it. Like, I was, like, trying to, like, spread it to everybody.
You should come back on.
Well, you just say the word, and I'm there. We could get 1,000 this time.
Double it.
That is so funny. I'm, like, checking right now.
The post was bad, though. Did you, there was a, the picture you guys took of me, I look like a fucking potato. They took a picture of me to, like, promote it.
Yeah.
And I'm just over here, like, a creep. And I'm behind this, and I'm wearing a tan hoodie with tan skin tone and a tan background, and I look like a floating face.
Yikes.
It was such a bad picture.
I do not remember it being bad.
It was a really bad picture.
I think we approved it by you. Didn't we run it by you?
Obviously, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, delete it.
I feel like we stepped up our guest photos.
You totally would.
For sure.
I had short hair, so I definitely did not care what my hair looked like. That's the only thing that I
usually
do. I feel
like it's a good picture.
I feel like you look scared of the photographer.
I think it was me.
Natalie's just so aggressive and so scary.
I'm triggered.
Look at this shit. This is so bad.
I think it's a good picture.
I didn't even see.
See, it's funny though.
Who paid me in this?
Who? Oh, what?
Bev Eggleston? Is that your grandma?
This is my grandma.
Somebody just caved me in this. Her grandma just caved me in this. Do you see this shit?
H-Ville Dev doesn't give a fuck about Instagram. She's savage. She'll like comments.
Are you with your grandma right now?
Who paid me?
Not that
she really. She just commented K.
Wearing orange. How cute.
I know.
That's
she's
crazy.
Adorable.
Your grandma really.
Yeah. Wow. She didn't like that up.
Wait, where does she live? You said you're from Connecticut, right?
I'm from Connecticut. She lives in upstate New York.
So if I pull up to upstate New York, is she going to have that same energy?
She's going to knock on the door. It's like, oh, you're that guy. K.
No.
K.
Okay. I had a few questions. I didn't really save it, but stand up. That's what I wanted to talk about. You guys all did stand up, right?
Yeah.
And I just missed the one which you did.
I know.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
Why the second time around? Why not the first time around?
Well, the
you
first
just wanted to see him like fail and then just go.
No.
Oh, it's easy. I'll just do it.
I've seen them all do it before. I mean, I guess not Eliza, but I've seen Natalie do it before.
Okay.
And I've always like produced the show, and I just kind of like being back there more than being on stage. But I was like, you know, I feel like I'm going to regret it if I don't do it. So
what, like, I obviously missed yours. So what were some of the jokes?
Did
I miss?
Can't spoil
it. I was actually really
It's not
bad.
Like Netflix.
She's
going to
go back out again. You can't spoil
no,
it.
No, I will not go back out again.
No?
But no.
It was one and done. That's it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was like fun to do.
Just
I used
check up, it off the bucket
I used
list?
Up all the stories that I have for sure, like all my jokes.
Okay.
But it was fun. I was obviously very bad and nervous.
No, you were not bad at all.
I would like
all.
Say
you
my
so
joke.
Good.
I said my first joke and I was like, yeah.
Yeah. The funniest part was like she would say the joke and like wait and just go, yeah. And no people laughed though.
No, people were laughing because I think it was because the audience was only my friends and they were just like this bitch.
No, but it was funny.
It's also kind of like not to sound like a professional here, but to do it in front of a crowd that you like do not know at all. Because that's like when you just test them all out. You can test out all your jokes. There's no bias. Like when I did it at West Lounge the first time, I don't know if you were there or not.
I was there.
But they were laughing at everything. I was like, that shit wasn't even funny. Like, can you guys like actually like laugh at
the You also went after D. Rose though, so we just needed to laugh.
Oh, somebody told me Dan Rosenfield did it too.
Yeah.
Why'd you guys let him on stage? Who allowed him?
Poor kid.
He's not going to listen to this. I love that.
Are we really just dropping people's first and last?
I used him in my stand-up before. He's very problematic. He's a good kid.
I actually saw him today.
He's a good kid.
He's a little problematic, though.
Yeah. Well, we knew that. He's done, like, controversial things in the past. But we, like, sent out this email that was like, all right, like, make sure you don't say anything bad or we're going to ask you to get off the stage. Directed at him. And
this is not funny at all, but he opened the first one he ever did, he opened with a rape joke.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, we're good.
What did he say when you were out there? He said, I think he made a dick joke, and it really wasn't funny.
Nothing wrong with dick jokes, ladies.
But he kept going on it, and it
wasn't
funny.
But yeah, now every time he does stand-up, people always like, yo, man, your boy's doing stand-up. I wrote stand-up for him one time, the second time, because it was so bad. They were like, please write it for him. So I sat down with him for a whole hour, and he told me what he wanted to talk about, and I wrote it for him. And he actually, that's the one he did well on. I don't know if you were there or not for that one either. It was also in
Probably not. I only remember
And
the
then after ones. That, I was like, I really don't want to write for this kid. And after that, they're like, oh, my God, I'm mad. Get your boy. I was like, that's not my boy, first of all. But he's so funny. Every time he sees me, he's like, yo, man, you're so funny. Maybe you should get a podcast. I was like, I have one. And then, like, the last six times, I'm just like, yeah, maybe one day, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm so busy. He says the same thing every time.
Is this a roast?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Dan, if you're listening, Dan, I'm so sorry.
Dan's definitely not listening.
How did you guys do, though? I didn't ask you two. How was
the second show was rough, I'd say.
Really?
It was because there was a total of four people in the audience. Yes. And that's not an exaggeration.
Yes. Yeah, it was super small.
There was a good turnout when I went. It was, like, stacked.
What did you think? You came. What did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought you had really good stage command. That you had the crowd, like, it was the good presence. Eliza, I thought you were a good storyteller. That was good.
Thanks.
Sounds so professional.
I know.
A Yelp review.
Did you laugh? Like, not the entirety of the show.
I literally came for you three. I don't know really anyone else who did it. No offense to the other people are funny, but I don't know anyone else.
I thought you guys were so good. I was like losing my mind.
I black out with I don't remember what I said.
Do you ever watch it back?
No. I would never watch my own stand-up.
So there's videos of that. You guys say the videos?
That's what shocks me.
Okay, I know,
that's
shocking too. Why do you guys think I'm... Okay,
because you say that you listen to your own podcast.
And that you laugh at your own
jokes.
Well,
I laugh. I think, yes.
I'm not going to say anything because I did it, so I apologize.
We have so much fun, and it's so nice to listen to you. But when it comes to stand-up, the things I say are so cringy and absurd when I do stand-up. I do not ever want to hear myself say it again. That's how I feel.
You watch other people do stand-up. People, it's like... Everything's like on the table. People just talk about everything and everything.
But if I had a choice between listening to myself scream I'm horny on stage and not, I just would prefer not to talk about it. Like, I can't believe that the things I say. So no, I didn't watch it.
That was good. Just wait for that Netflix deal to call. They'll call. So I have to ask, obviously we talk about your podcast and we can all plug that in at a later time. Aaron will plug that in too as well. So what's next? I hate to sound like your parents, but what are you guys doing after college? What's next for the podcast? Because you guys are all from like three different cities, right?
Yeah.
So like, are you guys gonna keep it going?
We haven't had
this talk yet. Yeah, we're gonna talk about it right now.
We can pause if you guys want to.
They'll discuss.
No, I think it'd be stupid not to. We just are gonna have to figure out how to.
No liquids, Jake. God damn it. Sorry. Go ahead.
I just think we're gonna have to figure out like how to do it. So we're all hoping to end up in New York City. So like. Okay. I think once we're all there, we'll just figure out a way to do it.
Oh, that's easy. But is that going to happen, like, immediately after college, or?
Well, I think, go ahead.
Well, for you, you're moving right there. I'm hoping to move right there, and Isabel is not.
Well, you're not far, too.
I mean, am I going to take a train for 3 hours every time to do the podcast?
Yeah. Once a week? It's not bad.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just trying to get a job.
You have to be able to die for the brand.
I know.
Well, we also could record, like, you know, two at a time.
You could, like, Skype in every now and then. It's not ideal, but...
Yeah, no.
We're going to all end up in New York. We're all going to New York within the next, like, 6 months.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I could get down with that.
Yeah.
What other guests do you guys have planned? Do you guys have any...
We have a lot of people
or ideas or anything?
We have a big one coming up.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this one. Yes, the first to hear it. We're having Dr. Young on. Did you know her? She's a comm professor.
She sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's a comm professor, and she's like
high profile.
Oh yeah, yeah. She I don't really know what else to say other than
she's like a comedian. I think she like did like a ton of comedy in college and stuff, and she talks a lot about like in her classes and stuff about comedy. So I think she'll be interesting to have on because she's definitely a funny girl.
Is she any of your professors? Like right
all
now,
all of ours.
We all had her. Yeah,
and we're gonna ask her like, cause she's like. She kind of, we think she like made it through like as being like a funny woman, like identifying with being funny. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask her like what advice she has for young gals like us.
Oh shit. I like that. Yeah. Dr. Young, you said her
name
is?
Yeah.
She sounds familiar, but I can't really think of who that is. But what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Some of the topics I really like because they have this one, it's called Red Flag or Deal Breaker, right? Because that reminds me exactly of Buns
or
Mad
Buns.
Because it's either bad or it's really, really bad. So I didn't have any topics planned, obviously, but that's obvious. That's probably one of my favorite topics. I'm mad we didn't have that when we did it, but we could definitely bring it back. Is that like, do you guys have favorite topics or is there like a segments that you guys are trying to bring in, introduce, or as far as whichever way the show's moving?
I don't know. It kind of depends on each episode. Like, if we are just, like, getting really into, like, our topic with the guests and we just, like, don't have time to do it. But other people, if we, like, don't really know what we're going to talk about, we can just be like, let's play Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
Yeah, that's kind of where it comes in. It's when we're like, what else do we talk about?
And it always, like, sparks, like, an intense debate.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't agree on, like, the same things.
It's, like, funny,
though. Some of it is, like nice lighthearted ideas, and then some of it's just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, let me take notes.
Well, what's an example of one of those
like one was like being cheap or something, right?
Yeah, red flag or deal breaker.
Cheap.
That's a red flag, but not a deal breaker. Because I'm super cheap.
I was
gonna
do a joke, Jake.
Ahmed, you can't say that.
Yeah, don't say anything problematic because I hate editing and I don't want to do that.
It's D Rose all over again.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's what's do you guys have any right now that we can do? I really.
Yeah, we can pull some up.
We can pull some up from the last episode that we didn't get.
You guys
are
gonna get like problematic though.
I know.
Like, what do you
push
mean?
Push the envelope, guys.
I feel like definitely.
That you're thinking of?
Like asthma.
Pushing off.
Like deal breaker.
Pushing our rating.
Tired after one round.
I also think we like progressively pushed our rating from like G to PG.
Yeah, Aaron and my legal team is like we have to put the R.
To TVMA.
Wait, can we? Is this? Are you guys like a? Like, Pete, like, actually? Like, can we curse on this?
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, once we, like, left the umbrella
of,
like, WVUD.
This is kind of like we get really wild in here.
Okay,
I have a couple
wild.
Friends from high school who Brandon.
Midget stories.
All types of shit.
What was it? The shart story that Matt gave.
Jokes, all of it.
Yeah, red flag or deal breaker, they're a midget. Immediate deal breaker for me.
What's midget? Like, 4 or 6?
No, like a real
like TLC like small people
like 3-3 and down.
I'm gonna say
what I'm talking about. That's problematic. That's the shit people want to hear.
Eliza also has like a genuine fear of midgets. We were in LA.
Why? You're like
this is the problem. I think it's because I'm tall. It's like I've always been like this too. I don't know why. I just like they scare me, and it's so mean because you don't get to like choose to be small or whatever. But I like fucking
you're
freak
right.
out.
I don't get to choose to be small.
No, we're talking like I'm talking about a sea midget.
It's not their fault. It's just the way
we were literally in LA at the comedy store or the Laugh Factory and
first we were at the bars and there was a midget there and I like was like, oh guys, I'm so sorry, we have to like leave this area, I can't be around this.
Like, and then, dead serious.
Yeah, the next day we were at a freaking stand-up show and the closer was a midget. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I probably know him.
I looked at Eliza and she was like, you're kidding.
He's like very famous.
I just
famous.
Think of like a nice young man in like a suit and like a little like
little scruff.
Soul patch and a scruff just with the cane. Yeah, you guys mentioned height in the last show. That was the entire show. I was like, let's go.
How tall are you?
With shoes like 5'11 and a half.
That's not
my range from like 6'3 to like 5'7.
My wingspan is 6 foot. That's all that matters.
Like, depending on what I got.
All that matters.
It counts.
Why? What?
I'm definitely about 5'10.
You're 5'10.
Just do whatever you want with that information.
That's the shortest Eliza will go.
5'11? Maybe 5'11? Like, I'm definitely 5'11 right now, but I'm wearing shoes, so I.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we were saying in the episode, like, it's not even about, like, how tall you are, it's, like, tall energy. You know?
Do you emit tall energy?
No, but some people do. Cause like
big height energy.
Yeah.
No.
That's the thing.
Then I guess it doesn't apply to you, but can a midget emit, like, tall energy?
Yes.
Eliza can't look past.
Okay. No,
right, that's what I was
gonna
say.
Because
like, this
you
question
can
is
see
not
right
for
away.
Eliza.
It's not an actual. Okay, maybe like someone like 5'4", 5'5".
Like
Kevin Hart emits like tall energy.
Yeah.
Right.
For
He's 5'5".
And his girlfriend's really tall.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is.
That's,
really tall.
I think that's
yeah,
a good example of
tall.
Like tall energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely a thing. I'm trying to think of someone.
You guys were talking about, like, famous people that were, like, short or something?
Well, like, we talk about it because she was saying that people always think she's shorter than she is.
Yeah.
And who, you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 5'10"?
Like,
yeah. Yeah. And people always think I'm so much taller than I am. And so it's, like, I think it's just, like, and people, what?
People just know I'm the height guy.
That's irrelevant.
They know I'm short.
Yeah. Oh.
In the speaking of the last episode, you have to elaborate on. You said something about moonwalking, or you didn't really describe it. Can you tell us about that? Listening to it. I was like, wait, so who moonwalk? Someone moonwalked to you or from you?
Yeah, this is gonna be my story, but I'll
spoil it, Ahmed.
Here we are.
It was also my stand-up.
You used this on your stand-up?
No,
I missed so much.
No, well, this guy he's like such like a he's like a really like suave asshole, you know. So it's like it works.
Tall energy right there.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's short, and it works out
like really well for him. Like he just like he can be really mean, but he just like says in this way where you're like, ooh, like okay, like
yeah,
it works.
It works.
And I was like talking to him at the bar like the other night. Like, I guess it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever. And he rejected me and then moonwalked away from
that's
me.
That's dope. I mean, dope.
No.
The rejection part's not dope.
Wait, he curved you. You didn't curve him, and then
I would say he curved me for sure.
And then yes. Moonwalked
and
the
then
fuck
he, like,
out of there.
Yes.
Out of there?
Was it a good moonwalk?
Wow.
No, didn't he do finger guns?
It was
too?
Like it was so interesting.
Sign
what happened?
Me up for this,
oh
I'm pretty
God.
Sure he was like, yeah, yeah, I'll text you later. I was like, yeah, like because he never texts me ever. And he was like, are you actually gonna text me though? And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he just like moonwalks away, and he's just like walking away, like. And then leaves the bar.
Like, Billie Jean.
And I was like, oh, like, I hate you.
But you, like, loved it, too. You
yes,
were like,
I was
why?
Like, that was so cool.
I have my new repertoire of moves now.
That's like, he moonwalked away from me. He didn't, like, sing or anything?
No, he didn't sing.
Oh, wow.
But it was really interesting.
Yeah, I think that was actually the premise of the song, too, Billie Jean. Because he moonwalks away from Billie Jean, actually, now that I think about it. Billie Jean is not my girl.
It. Maybe that's why he
it's
did
Billie
it.
Jean is not my girl. She's just a girl that claims that I am the one. And then he's like moonwalking away from her. I think this is like a breakthrough.
She's deep.
You are Billie Jean, Isabel. That's
amazing.
Wild.
Oh, wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, that was a fun time for me, for sure.
All right, so who wants to go first?
You go first, Matt.
Natalie, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I was at Kate's. Recently, and I was just like doing my thing, you know. I was like at this point, like, I just go there with friends, like, I'm just trying to have a good time. And
the buildup is killing me,
it's not even that crazy, it's just so sad. So, I was like just on the dance floor with my friends, and I'm just like scanning the room, you know, just like I'm trying to see who I know there, and like, you know, if I'm seeing my friends, where are they, you know, where's the bathroom, whatever. And I like
the checklist, friends,
emergency
exits, windows.
I'm like, how's the bar doing? Could I get a drink right now if I wanted? Whatever. And then I literally just make eye contact with the boy. We make motherfucking eye contact, and he looks at me and goes, "No."
I remember the story.
And I was like, "What?"
Yeah. That's rough. Was he good looking or what?
No, not particularly. Like,
okay.
I wasn't trying
yeah, like
to.
The audacity of you.
I was like, Jesus.
Thinking you can say no.
Sex rejecting me.
I know. I
you
was
have
like,
any idea who I am?
I was like, I'm just looking for the bathroom. Yeah, and he just goes,
how
no.
Far was, what's, what was the proximity?
Like, you and me right now. And we just, like, you know, when you're like, you look twice at someone, and you're like, oh, if I'm going to go for a third time, we're fucking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But it could be worse. You could have, like, moonwalked away from me.
True.
He could have said no,
it's fine.
Finger gun, and then moonwalked out of
yeah. Can you imagine if he just went, no?
Just, like, walked away.
That's essentially what happened.
That's crazy. Oh, I can, God. I mean, I don't know if you're interested, Isabel, but I can moonwalk. Like, Not on carpet, but like this
not
will
on
do.
Carpet.
He needs specific conditions. He needs Isabel. Conditions to be
locked. See Isabel. I'm sliding away. And she'd be like, no, please. I love it. Elijah, you have a good one too.
Yeah, so I hooked up with this kid that I just know from like going out at the bars. Like I met him like a couple of times. And then we hooked up like this was like a couple weeks ago. And then the next day he texted me.
Are you reading it right now?
I am. This is word for word.
Read receipts.
As far as me fucking you goes, what didn't you like that I did?
Dope.
I can't. I'm so crazy.
And I was kind of like.
And I had no problem with the story when I was listening to it initially.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. But I see where he's coming from.
No, like. I mean, no. I okay, we'll continue. But I get the first part's not bad.
After the first time they hook up, that's what he's
saying. There's more.
Yeah. So then he goes, was there anything I didn't do that you wanted or I did do that you didn't want? And I was just like, no, it's fine. Like, whatever. And then he sends, he goes, oh, I was just curious about what you like. What's most enjoyable? And I was like, I didn't know how to answer this. So I was like, why are you asking me these questions? And I was like, it depends, I guess. And he goes, on what? Normally there's a position that does it for someone or a combination of things occurring at the same time that makes the experience go from good to great.
Dude, he's a fucking Yelp
period.
Review.
Or great to unique.
Great to like, unique.
How horrible is that? Wow. Like, why?
And what did you respond? You should have just said K answer. To that and just said that.
Like grandma.
Like grandma. Like grandma.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I mean, I get that, like, trying to, you know, improve
in order
your
to
game.
Get better, you got to know what you did wrong.
Like, that's why I asked how I did on your show, because I always want the scouting report.
Same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
I don't think it's that weird that he texted that. No. I think he...
No,
I
mean, it is a little. He,
I think
he was
after
really
the first,
proper with his English.
The first time you guys have ever hooked up, he's gonna say you like don't know him.
Oh, that was the first time ever.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But like, benefit of the doubt, he's probably a little insecure and like.
I don't think he is.
He's just checking in on himself.
Yeah, like I think
it's
fine.
He just wants to know.
I think we're always like guys
don't for the first time.
Like guys don't know what they're doing, and then when they're trying to know what they're doing, you're like, stop it.
I would never send that to someone. Be like, so how did you last night?
No, I agree that it's awkward, but I just think it had good intentions.
You ever did that?
No,
Shorty. Stop lying.
No.
Ever in your life.
Nah. No.
That's fair.
But I think it makes sense.
It does. That's what I'm saying. I think it's not the worst thing in the world.
I agree that the way those texts were worded were a little weird.
To whom
but,
it may concern.
As far as fucking you go.
What if he sent you like one of those like Qualtrics surveys and it's like, please fill this out with
Google
all in the Google
it's
form?
Like, it's like yes, no, and then it just you have to keep going.
A flow chart.
Yeah,
it has to do a flow chart. Like,
okay, so we ended up here. Where did I go wrong about that?
It was so weird.
That's funny. No,
I guess I could. It would be more normal if we had like hooked up a couple of times, and then he was like, "Oh, you know, like."
Mm-hmm.
Wait, though, this same guy before they hooked up, Eliza's crazy. Before they hooked up,
the roast of Eliza.
We were at Kate's, and I was with Eliza. And he, like,
you guys gotta stop going to Kate's.
We're alcoholics.
It's a problem.
These men are shit out here at Kate's.
Yeah,
right?
So
go to
the
pizza
only
shop
time I see you is at Kate's. Though.
Yeah,
you're at Kate's.
What a trip! You just dug yourself into
I
a
did.
Hole right
there. It's so funny every time I see Isabel at Kate's. She's like, it's like she's lost for directions. She taps on my shoulder. It's the most pure thing in the world. I'm like, what is this? No other girl does that. Because I see people at Kate's all the time. No other person on the planet does that. And now it's like somebody taps on my shoulder. I was like, it's got to be Isabel. Like, no one else is like, who's going to be like asking for directions at Kate's? It is so pure. I'm not making fun
Excuse
of you.
Isn't that weird to do? I never have thought anything of it.
No,
so
I don't think it's weird at all. I just, no one else does it. It's,
does it bring your experience
unique.
From good to unique?
It makes my experience from good to unique. It really does. No, it's very wholesome. It's pure. I just love it. No, please tap on my shoulder. Don't. Because usually it's just like here, and
people.
Then from across the
street. I didn't either.
You're just a friendly gal.
It's like,
I'm
it's
the
like,
nicest.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm like, I know, I'm good on the drinks. Just fine. Just keep going. I'm fine, actually.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, if I was standing, I would have. I was sitting, but if I was standing, I could have, like, moonwalked out of there.
Next time. Out. Next time I tap you on the shoulder, you know it's
Oh, that's funny. I always make fun of Grotto's. I call it the pizza shop, but I think it's funny. Last time, I think I saw you at Grotto's too, not too long ago. Was it the same guy? I'm not trying to make it hot in here. But was it the same guy that you're talking about that was at Grotto's? Because I was like, I gave like Isabel or Eliza a hug, And then mid hug, she's like, and her man's was right there, so this is kind of my fault. But her, or not, her, it wasn't your, was it wasn't your, I'm not assuming it was your boyfriend, but it was some guy there. And like, I gave you a hug, and mid hug, you were like, I'm not really a hugger. I just stopped, and I was like, cool,
no,
that's fine.
No,
that's
no.
Cool.
That sounds like something you
so no, that's funny. Just, it's that's so not, I don't know who that kid was. Probably just some, I don't know, I was probably just, I don't know. Talking to him.
Okay, that's what I was wondering if that was it.
No,
guy.
I'm not a hugger in any ass. Like okay. My whole life, no, I've been like that.
Honestly, though,
so
like
sorry.
It's like an unwritten rule for guys. Like if you see another girl with another man, like regardless of who it is, like brother, you're not supposed to like. You're supposed to just keep it like really cordial. Just
dap them up.
Really? Yeah. I feel like what if there's
it
friends?
It depends the situation, but all for right, the but most like, part, like if I see like two people coming in like together, like
I would be more creeped out if you just walked up and like
oh,
shook
hey.
Her hand. It's like, hey, nice to see you again. Like,
yeah, but that was funny. Never had a girl tell me mid-hug she's not a hooker. I was like,
I don't remember
I was like,
that at all.
Like,
that's what
her,
I'm saying. She's like,
I was like, nope.
Like we were like, she does. She's fucking. You're like ballsy. You are. Like, I mean, this
you definitely
guy,
are. Out of like the out of you three, I think like Liza's definitely the one with the least fucks to give.
No, for sure.
True.
That's
yeah, that's
true.
True.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just
no.
That's
for
just
sure.
The,
I aspire
the
to
way
like
you
that.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, literally this kid, that the one, the great unique kid, he like, he,
that's what I keep saying,
now,
no
great
longer has a
unique
name,
unique.
The great
to
so unique
great
kid.
He fucking, hilarious. I was sitting next to Eliza, and he fucking walks up to her, and he goes, hey, what's your name? And like, they had met before, and Eliza just goes, you fucking know my name. And he was like,
not like a man.
No, but you were like, I said, you I fucking know it, I'm not telling you.
The problem with this kid like, oh. is I've met him like, a lot. Like, we've talked, like, a bunch at the bars.
Yeah.
Like, because our friends are know each other, so it's always, like, our friends are talking, and then it's just, like, us, like, oh, hey, well, like, what's yeah. going on? So I know he knows my name, but he never remembers it, so I was kind of like, fuck you. Like, I'm not
he,
telling you
I think
you
he's
that
doing
again.
That on purpose. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't, it's, like, very shut elementary. Like, what's it. Her name? I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of, like, the rudest things a guy can do, that's is it. Not remember your name.
That's
the name.
I hate when anyone can't remember that's my biggest pet peeve.
If you're bad at, are you, like, a bad at names person?
I'm not. I'm not bad at
thank
names.
That's good. I hate that.
I think it's, I so think it's a fake yeah. thing to say.
What?
It is. When they're like, oh, I'm just, bad at names. Yeah. You're like, no, you're not.
You're just
remember.
Selfish. It's just rude.
You're just selfish. Red flag or deal breaker, they don't know your name.
deal breaker.
Red flag.
deal breaker.
Red flag.
Red flag.
But there's also yeah. like a fine line because it's like you don't want to be like you're seeing a girl after like such a long time. It's like, oh, hey, Jessica, how's your mom? She was in the hospital like
yeah,
2 weeks
yeah.
ago, right? So you also want to keep it like really casual. You know what I mean?
I'd also rather ask yeah. their name than call them the wrong name.
True, true, true.
That comes into play. So, do you feel like, are
like
you
I gotta be confident
names?
That I know their name?
He also called me the wrong name. He was like, I was like, after I said I'm not telling you my last name, he goes, oh, Liz. And I was like, no, that's
not it. Just racking up the list.
Really? I didn't know that.
He was
yeah,
close,
he's called
though.
Me Liz before. My uncle called me Emily for like 4 years.
I don't know if that's the same boat as what we're talking
that's
about.
That's a different problem.
That's
but
okay.
That's yeah. different.
It is what it is.
I was going to wrap up here. Do you guys have anything to get off your chest?
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Plugs, last parting words.
Rate and review you. You know what's funny, real quick, is like...
I just think it's funny.
Natalie,
that...
I have the studio till 7. We, no, I'm just kidding.
No, I was just going to... Okay, never mind.
I have till 7:30, but...
No, I was just going to say that I think it's funny that, like, you were one of our first guests, and so we really, like, it's... The pod has progressed, so...
Yeah.
Thanks to...
It's weird, the check has...
You start, and they're like, well, can't get any worse than that, and yeah. now they're on the up.
Yeah, we are on the up and up. For
that's
sure.
awesome. Yeah, I liked you guys on that, on... iTunes and all that.
Thank you.
And you guys are on all the platforms, right?
Yeah. Yes. Spotify,
Google Play,
iTunes.
All that. yeah, that's cool. And you guys said you had merch too. So where can they find that at?
Who? Good question.
We made
we
sure.
might not
I'm
have
trying to like.
Yeah. Hold
this
on.
This is your like okay. sellout hour. Just sell out completely.
Okay,
right
yeah.
Now.
So
if
we
want a shirt, DM us.
Yeah. Yeah. DM us. And then also check Redbubble out. We have stickers
what
that
is
anybody
Redbubble?
Can get.
It's like the laptop sticker site.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting.
When you yeah. were in school, we didn't have laptops, so.
Probably what it is.
Yeah, what else? Just like and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram for sure. That's like our main thing, at Bunny Girls Finish Last.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much what all of our things are.
And when's the next show dropping? Because this will probably drop. You guys took one Monday, right? You did a show Monday?
Yeah.
Probably posting it later this week.
Actually, yeah. Can you guys tell me so we don't like do it on the same day?
Oh, yeah. Well, you tell no, us, and we'll just not.
I haven't
well,
edited
I was going to do
it
Thursday.
Cool. That's fine.
We can do it Friday.
So I'll do it Friday.
We can do it Friday. It doesn't matter.
Rocks, paper, scissors. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, send someone, I'm like the worst.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good to know. So follow them on Instagram, and Aaron will put all that information there. Jake, any parting words?
No. We're heading down to the end.
You do Uncaged on three? Just like one, two, three.
Uncaged.
Okay.
Yeah. Go team.
All right, so Isabel, Natalie, and Elijah, thank you guys so much. And we'll hopefully get a chance to talk down the road.
Totally. For sure. Peace out. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you. Thanks.